Now, here's a question for you. Which pop star am I talking about if I say she set a pop chart record by having 5 hits in the top 20 at the same time? If you're thinking Madonna, you'd be right, but someone did it before Madonna. Who was that? You could be thinking Elvis Presley, but that's male, of course. Yes, Elvis Presley did it as well. I would have thought the Beatles did it, but apparently not. Apparently not. Now, maybe as a group they did it, and we're talking only about individuals, but she set a pop chart record by having 5 hits in the top 20 at one time, only to be equaled by Elvis and Madonna. Now, her name, of course, became absolutely enshrined in British folklore, the old Cockney rhyming slang, for a curry is a ruby, and this is how she sang.
Softly, softly, turn the key.
Wow, could she sing? Could she what? And she's from Belfast, of course, the late Ruby Murray. I want to speak to Michael Cameron, who's very much involved with a Ruby Murray project that's coming to the Lyric Theatre. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming on. A ruby, you hear about it all the time. A ruby,
yeah.
Murray is a curry in Cockney rhyming slang. Hit after hit. Like so many people from this part of the world, however, her life unraveled to some extent. It must be some play that you've written.
It's a remarkable story because, as you say, Ruby, when she had those hits, you know, she was 19. And she was from Belfast. She'd become an overnight sensation, almost, care of an appearance on the BBC. So she was very young. She had no managers, agents, or anything around her, and suddenly she was topping the bill everywhere. And fantastic for her at the time, but unfortunately, the nature of show business and the contract she signed and situations she got into did indeed come back to bite her in later years, because she'd signed most of her wealth away to the impresarios, unbeknown to her, you know.
That is so sad.
And,
But she died in 1996. It's interesting here. It says she died in 1996. She was 61 years old. Are those figures right?
Yeah, they are. And she was, you know, now we would look at that and go, my goodness, so young, you know, so many people in music are, you know, the McCartneys, the Elton Johns, they're well into the 60s, 70s, and they're still going, you know. But Ruby, unfortunately, as you were alluding to, she did suffer from alcoholism. And that, so really the 60s came along, the Beatles came along, rock and roll came along, Ruby's style was a bit out of fashion, and she went from playing Palladium and things like that into working men's clubs like many other artists, you know. And by this stage, of course, she always had a problem with nerves and things like that, and would have taken a little sip of drink to calm her nerves. But unfortunately, as the years went on, the sips got bigger, you know. And so she did end up then in very poor health as a result of kind of liver diseases and cancer. So unfortunately and very sadly, she was only 61 when she passed away.
She came from the Donegal Road. When she passed away, was she in Belfast or was she living elsewhere?
No, she moved away from the Donegal Road when she became famous, because obviously the tours and the theatres and everything were based in England mostly. And although she toured all over the world, her home would have been variously kind of north of England and then laterally in Torquay. But I do know that she did come back very, very regularly to Belfast and was often spotted in the, you know, Donegal Road or various places or theatres, you know. It was a place that it was always home to. There's no doubt about that.
And the play, if we go to the Lyric Theatre from the 13th to the 17th of February, what are we likely to see? Because that's right this week, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We open on Wednesday night. We're very, very lucky that all the shows at the Lyric are now sold out, and it's quite amazing because people don't really haven't seen it yet, and but obviously Ruby piques their interest, you know. But what the show itself, we're very much at pains to say that this is looking at the life of someone who did have difficult and troubled times. So as well as the kind of the songs and the humour, Ruby had a fantastic sense of humour. She loved telling stories and jokes and things like that. So there is that in it, but there's also some very dark moments where we've set this about 6 months before she passed away. So this is really her reflecting on that life that you've kind of just outlined, that the highs and the lows. So people can, I think, expect to see a very kind of strong piece of drama. Libby Smith is playing Ruby and Richard Orr is directing it, and I've seen it now 3-4 times in rehearsals, and each time it's made me cry because the emotion of it is just so powerful. So whether people know Ruby Murray or not, I think when they see her story in the play, they'll be really touched by it.
Will we see it elsewhere, considering it's sold out at the Lyric?
You will see it elsewhere, and at the minute it's going on a six-date tour, I think, after we finish at the Lyric, and almost all of those have sold out as well. But there are tickets available for the Alley Theatre in Strabane, the 28th of February, and the Crack Theatre in Coal Island, 23rd of February. Everywhere else it's sold out, but I'm fairly confident that, you know, we will bring it back again, such as the demand for it. You know, it's been fantastic.
No surprise there, Michael, when it's selling like that. Libby Smith, obviously very good, as indeed Ruby Murray. Michael, thank you indeed. It's Ruby Murray season at the moment. Maud Hamill is on this line. Good morning, Maud.
Good morning, Frank. And again, thank you for having me on this morning on behalf of the Ulster History Circle. I'm delighted to speak with you.
You're about to put up another plaque, I presume.
We are indeed. It's our first one this year in 2019, and it's to a no better lady than Ruby Murray.
And why are we marking Ruby Murray at this present moment in time so prominently?
Well, first of all, she's been on one of our lists for quite some time, in fact, possibly over maybe a couple of years. We never had the opportunity. The house where she was born in the Moltke Street, there's a whole regeneration there, and the house, the original house, is gone. And it's like one of those ones that was put down. We will do it sometime. And Michael Cameron, who you've had on the other line, approached us last August, telling us about the play. And I agreed to meet him on the Donegal Road one lovely warm summer's day in August, and we took it from there. And here we are, 5 days away from the unveiling of the plaque, which will be on the Donegal Road for all to see. And that's the idea, because the footfall and the traffic on the Donegal Road is, as I'm sure you're aware, very heavy. And it's on the Greater Village Regeneration Trust building, just above, whichever way you're coming in from the city, it's just above Roden Street. And if you're coming down from the motorway, it's on the left-hand side, just before Roden Street. So that will be where the plaque will be. And as you know, our plaques are educational and they've now become tourist attractions.
And did you grow up with someone in the home? I remember my mother talking about Ruby Murray singing.
Well, I'm of the vintage that I had the pleasure, first of all, of listening to her originally in the early 50s. In our house, everything stopped when the radio was on, especially with Ruby Murray. And in the 1980s, Jack Rogers had her over the late, well, Jack Rogers, as you know, from the Edenmore Hotel. She was staying in the hotel, and it happened to be very near where I live. And we had a lovely afternoon with her and my late mother, who was in her 70s at that time. And Ruby sat for a good solid hour, holding each other's hand and talking about the past. So I have a lovely memory of that.
That is a lovely memory. Isn't it sad that she became so ill so young, and the alcohol dependency is just a reminder of the pressure that so many of our stars were under when they became big across the water. George Best comes to mind, Alex Higgins comes to mind, Ruby Murray comes to mind. It's so sad, that, isn't it?
I think we remember her, possibly not for that, but for the pleasure that she gave to so many, many millions of people. And as our chairman, Chris Spare, has quoted, she had the jewel of a voice, an absolute jewel of a voice, that husky voice that has never, ever been repeated. And she came from the Donegal Road, and she's one of Belfast's daughters, and we're so proud. And we're so proud that Michael made the approach to us. It really made us say, right, this is it. This is the big opportunity. To tie it in on what I would call a Ruby Week, Michael probably hasn't said, but there are, it's her son and daughter, Tim, by her first husband, Bernie Burgess. Tim and Julie Burgess are flying in for the play and to unveil the plaque. And there are extended family coming from as far as Canada and Spain.
Well, it is proper.
So it's going to be a meeting of the Murrays on the Donegal Road on Friday morning.
It's proper recognition for a proper star.
It's proper recognition. It's an Ulster History Circle blue plaque, which, as you know, we could be doing one every week, but we have lists, and obviously we have to find funding, and the Belfast City Council have come up trumps on this one, and the Greater Village Regeneration Trust have permitted us to put up the blue plaque on their building, and that's for all to see.
Well, my goodness, if Ruby Murray doesn't have won, no one would have won. Thanks indeed for speaking to us, Maud. Thank you.
Exactly. It's long overdue, especially on an Ulster History Circle blue plaque is long overdue for her, and we're so delighted that it's fitted in with everyone's plans, especially Michael, with whom I've been working now from last August.
Super.
And it'll all come to fruition this Friday morning.
Maud, thank you very much. Michael, thank you as well. Ruby Murray season, and she was with us from 1935 to 1996. The velvet voice of Ruby Murray, being fully honoured with that blue plaque and that play.